Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may, above all things, seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her, in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the gospel of our Lord according to John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. The early tomb. Early in the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
And so we declare our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I would invite you to check out the website for all up-to-date notices. And should you not already be a church member donating by Bax, if you would like to make an offering, you may do so on the parish website. Thank you. They think it's all over. It is now. So said Kenneth Wolstenholme when England won the Football World Cup in 1966. Over the Passover weekend around 2 millennia ago, I bet the thought that it was all over was in many people's, different people's minds, but that they had a variety of emotions. The scribes and Pharisees, glad that Jesus was dead. They could relax now. This revolutionary preacher who threatened to upset their power base was no more. Pilate, glad that a political disaster had been averted, but feeling disquiet that he'd done the wrong thing after his wife's dream. Mary, distraught that her son had died, and confused because surely the angel who spoke to her 33 years couldn't have got it wrong. The disciples, upset, confused, anxious, angry even, thinking that 3 years had come to nothing, all thinking that it was over. And then it was, but in a way that none could have anticipated, despite the fact that Jesus had told them ahead of time that this must happen. Because when humanity receives news we don't want to hear, we're quite good at blocking it out, particularly when it's something that we don't understand. And it is incomprehensible. Why would somebody have to die for us to save us? And then that day, when they'd heard the news. We're a strange lot, us humans, because our emotions don't catch up easily with events. And so their emotions on that day would have vacillated so much between grief and joy, and then back to grief again, as their minds struggled to process what they were hearing, what they were seeing. I think in a way we're the same at the moment. Our bodies have been living for too long with stress hormones. We're tired, exhausted even from the uncertainty, the constant changes and the monotonous requirement to stay at home. And when you add in the extra workloads that so many of us have been under and the constant demands on our time and those cues when you do go out. Our eyesight has suffered from having to communicate over electronic devices. Our teeth and other medical ailments have had to be ignored because all our energy in this nation has gone to looking after primarily those with COVID. We haven't seen friends or family for months. I haven't seen two of my boys for nearly 2 years now. We have been or are mourning the loss of friends and family, the loss of income or jobs, the loss of health, or a new start, or a baby, the loss of over 12 months of living as we did before and as we had expected to be able to live over those last 12 months. Well, I've had enough. I've had enough of living like that. Today we're celebrating Easter, when Christ broke all the accepted norms, when everybody thought it was all over, the anxiety and fears, all the hopes and aspirations. And suddenly it was, but in a way that nobody had anticipated. So I want you to think about all that you are feeling at the moment. Regret, anger, anxiety, confusion, fatigue, uncertainty, fear. And I want to invite you to put it into this bag. If you put it in quickly now, but still realise you're feeling those emotions later, then go back. You are allowed to take them out at that stage and examine them and think, why am I feeling like this? Why, in the light of the cross, am I feeling fear or uncertainty or regret? And then think about how, in the light of the cross, all those feelings, all the anxieties, somehow become immaterial because Christ has won the battle. So either now or later on, if you think you need longer to think about it, put those things into the bag and then leave them there and bring it to the cross. Because Christ has won the battle. Christ, through his death and resurrection, means that we can have peace in our hearts and minds, but only if we truly trust in him and give those things to him and entrust our future to him, knowing that this life is only temporary, but that through him we have the promise of an eternity with our Heavenly Father. And start looking at things differently. We haven't lost a year of life. We have merely had to live it very differently. It's true that we have lost the opportunity to celebrate milestones or to see friends and family regularly, to watch a child or grandchild growing up, a niece or nephew or, yes, anybody. But in doing so, we've had other opportunities that wouldn't have been afforded to us. Just think for a moment, what are the things that you've been able to see or to do during this time that you would have missed before? Because when one door closes, another opens. And that has happened this year. Which brings me to my theme for Easter, the butterfly. Earlier this year, Ray's life group decided that it would be really nice to give a bunch of flowers to each and every house in the parish during Lent. Something to show people that we are their church, that they're in our parish, and that we love them. A small gift of daffodils to brighten their days and to show them that we think that they're important and that they are remembered. It came before the PCC, where we realised that actually that caused quite a logistical problem. So instead, with every card to every household in the parish and to everyone on our electoral roll, we sent a seed-embedded butterfly. The paper is recycled, so it's an environmentally friendly gift, which is important, because if we've learned one thing over this last year, it's that environmental change is possible if the desire is there. The seeds will, whether planted on a windowsill or in the garden, hopefully provide a beautiful gift that will brighten many days, if not months ahead. And the shape, a butterfly, is so pertinent. Caterpillars are, to a gardener, quite honestly, a pain in the neck. They can wreak havoc, both in the damage done to the plant and in the disease because of all their droppings. If they remained as caterpillars, I don't think they're any help at all to the environment, except perhaps to provide food for birds. All they seem to do is eat and excrete and crawl around, and depending on the species, kill trees and provoke allergic reactions in humans. But, and it's a big but, as butterflies or moths, they are pollinators, which are vital in the production of food. What is apparently useless and a drain on resources becomes a huge benefit when, because of a prompt, they go into a chrysalis phase and are transformed. Great metaphor for Christianity, although please note that I'm not saying that anybody who is not a Christian is a useless, devouring, excreting, allergy-inducing, potential killer. I'm not saying that. But being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and a call to follow Christ should mean that, like a butterfly, we become pollinators, helping things come to fruition. Whether that's in displaying the fruits of the Holy Spirit as shown in Galatians of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control, and so through that transformation furthering the kingdom of God, or in using the gifts of the Holy Spirit to help further the kingdom of God. Because Christians find their purpose in and are commissioned to continuing Christ's ministry and mission in the world, to being his body, his hands. Not because we have to do so to earn our way to salvation, but because we're inspired and want others to know the peace and joy and acceptance and love that we have found in him. Christ said in John chapter 14 verse 12 that his followers would do even greater things than he. Christ, after his resurrection, appeared to the disciples in a body that had the wounds from the cross, but was subtly altered. We have, like the caterpillar who crawls off to a safe space to spin that chrysalis, already responded to that prompt to transformation, even though it won't be fully realised until after Christ returns. But you might have stalled in your transformation because of a lack of willingness to change, or are looking back to the past when you munched leaves rather than looking forward to a future of sipping nectar. Behind me is a poster by Sigur Coda of Christ in the grave, and it's entitled Chrysalis, because he went in with one body that had been broken, that had died, but he emerged as a new creation. He emerged transformed in a body that could do so much more. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he expects us to do such more, so much more. Let us decide to make Easter 2021 a turning point when we follow more closely the promptings of the Holy Spirit and follow Christ more closely, rather than relying on the fickle desires and devices of our own hearts. Because if there's another thing that we've learned in the last 12 months, it is that life is uncertain and fleeting, and that we cannot of ourselves add another day to our lives. And I don't know about you, but I long to see those who are walking in despair and depression, those who are mourning, those who are confused and anxious and unsure, or those who are relying on the things that will kill them, come into God's kingdom and find healing and wholeness through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah! Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Father, all things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Let us pray for the whole state of Christchurch Militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, and specially thy servant Elizabeth our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present and online, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And in a moment of silence, we lift up before God those he has particularly laid on our hearts as needing prayer at this time. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father. That chiefly are we bound to praise thee, because thou didst raise him gloriously from the dead. For he is the true paschal lamb who was offered for us, and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And we join together in the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs unto thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Take and eat this, in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart, by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Amen. And so together we give glory to God. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every way to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Amen.